Because it seemed like Detroit might have been a cool city because, like, any, like, you know, from depression, like, mm-hmm. some artists can move in. Mm-hmm. They can afford.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Definitely. No, I still kind of like that. You can live. I mean, I would say it's definitely because it's, like, more gentrified type Williamsburg-esque yeah. hipster neighborhoods that you can move to on some artists.
New York got too rent. Expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool, and then it was like.
All the people from Detroit that moved to New York moved back with mother, with more mother from New York.
That's right. Like, that's come back here. I know when police actually afford rent.
And they got organic gardens and shit now. Like, what the that used to be a prostitute
really?
Playground.
Dude, I love the front lines of gentrification where they're like, we're going to make it nice. And then it's like, there's going to be some pushback.
Like, oh, that's a dog park now? What? Where you been and where you going? This is Ari's travel show, yeah. We're going to talk about travel today. It's you be tripping, yeah.
Hello, everybody. Today on You Be Tripping, it's the first non-comedians, Danny Brown. Danny Two Fingers Brown, because he picks the slide guitar so well with his two fingers. He got his other three fingers cut off in a boating accident outside Halifax in 2003. Not many people know that, but Danny Brown has two fingers. Now, well, I guess I do know it because that's his name, Danny Two Fingers Brown. A little word of disclaimer on this episode. I don't normally do these, but this was recorded before Danny entered into a program that you're not supposed to talk about. It's an anonymous program, if you catch my drift. And we are talking a lot in this episode about stuff that is not allowed in this anonymous program. So, everything aside, this was when he was not sober. He is now sober. He's doing great. He's got a year plus under his belt. We're all very proud of you, Danny. If not for his sobriety, we would not have gotten Correnta, a fabulous album. Guys, go get Correnta. And now, without being out of the way, let's get to downtown two-finger Danny Brown on today's episode of You Be Trippin'. But ignore everything he says about illicits, because that's the old Danny. This is the new Danny. Let's start.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to You Be Trippin'. My name is Ari Shaffir. I'm the host. This is the only travel podcast in the world. Today, my guest is an amazing musician and a fucking host of a great podcast called The Danny Brown Show. Danny Brown!
Yo, yo, yo. What up? What up? What up? Thank you for having me, brother.
Claps. Nice. Where are we going today, Danny? What are you telling me about?
Oh, yeah. I was just in the UK in general.
Hell yes.
I just was over there.
Hell yes.
Playing Reading and Leeds Festival. It was a half of a great time.
Which one was good? Which one was bad?
I think I did good in Leeds. I think I did good in Leeds and I did bad in Reading.
Damn.
But it was just like, I don't know, man. I think it was bad lineup management. I'm going to blame it on that.
Yeah, dude. I saw the Killers at Firefly in Delaware, the festival. But they went on second to last.
And yeah, same just, thing with me.
Oh, they're just like, dude, they're a headliner band. And they're like, well, whatever, but like Eminem's going to have a hard time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Whoever it was, like, we're not pulling up our punches.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Maybe I should have came with that theory.
Maybe. Is it hard playing early in the day or like not going last when you're usually a headliner?
It depends on me. I think it might be easier for me to go in the daytime. Because I probably wouldn't drink so much.
Oh, right.
But if I last thing I want to do is be playing way before a lot of motherfuckers I know I don't supposed to be playing before.
So, you know. You ever hear that James Brown? I think James Brown was on a charity lineup with the Rolling Stones and some other fucking massive band.
Mm-mm.
And they're like, all right, we got the other massive band, then James Brown, then the Rolling Stones. And he's like, no.
Yeah,
I'm James Brown. I go last.
Yeah,
fuck
exactly.
This. I'm leaving.
Exactly.
And then he just left, and they're like, what?
Exactly.
And then he came back 10 minutes later and goes, actually, no, I will go there. Good luck, Rolling Stones. And then he put on the show of his life, and he was like, fucking eat it. Enjoyed following that.
Yeah, so I guess I need to incorporate that into my set list.
There you go. What do you do? Have you been to the UK before?
Yes, all the time. Actually, my record company that I'm signed to is out there, so in London, so I've spent a lot of time out there.
Nice. What do you get into?
Eat a lot of shepherd's pie.
That's good.
I love shepherd's pie. Shepherd's pie, fish and chips. But I really just love the music scene out there. Like, I mean, guess growing up in Detroit, you know, it's always like I said, my dad's a house DJ, so I always grew up around like ghetto tech and techno shit. And, you know, London and Detroit always just had this musical connection some type of way. So the shit that I grew up listening to is the same shit that they was getting. So in, like, 2000, early 2000s, shit, when, like, grime music and all that stuff started becoming big over there, I was getting it, too, and I was into that shit. So,
interesting.
Like, some of my biggest artists that I'm influenced from is, you know, The Streets, Dizzy Rascal, stuff like that. Like, now I'm super into, like, jungle, drum and bass, all that shit. I had to go back and start listening to.
When did that shit, like, when did, like, I don't know, EDM or electronic music, yeah, when did that start, like, overlapping with, like, I don't know, whatever you call black music, you know? I don't know what the right term is, but, yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, it was a very white experience.
But the black people created it first.
And then it went over there, and now it's back.
It was created by Nick. I mean... Yeah, it's a little bit blended. It's, I would say the shit got white because it became like, you know, dubstep and shit like that. It's just like noisy. That's more, and I think that's more influence from metal shit than anything, where you got to look at houses has more of a soulful vibe and, you know, ghetto tech and all that shit, like, really just about shaking your ass. That's really some, you know, twerking on a bitch kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I think, you know, dubstep, you ain't twerking on no ass on no dubstep. That's like, that shit just sound like you just took a whole bunch of whippets.
That's right.
And that's what it is. The drugs and shit go with it. You know what I'm saying?
I love when you know you're making a song for a drug. You know? You're going to be on this when you listen to it. We're on this when we're doing it.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty much what it is, too, the musical connect. So when I go out there, like going out hanging at parties and hanging out clubs or even just restaurants, I'm hearing the music that I like. It's like, I don't know. And I think the first time I ever went out there, I was like, I've been here before. You never felt like you've been somewhere in a past life or some shit?
Yeah.
When I went to London, then I did my 23andMe and it said I was like, 4% British.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, yeah. So I think
get your passport.
I got my passport. I just left from there.
I'm saying UK passport.
Oh yeah.
Maybe you can like qualify.
I actually wanted to move over there at one point in time in my life, but now I don't think I'll make it.
I'm moving there.
Oh yeah. Where?
Just... Probably London.
Okay.
Probably a couple of years. Dude, what's the you know what I love about it? Like in that like I don't know which disco. It's all disco, right? Like a version of disco.
Mm-hmm.
House and everything. But like the drugs there. Are so clean.
Yeah, I've definitely dabbled and experienced, went a little too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a whole gram of Mandy.
Really?
In one sitting.
Mandy.
By mistake. Because it was powder form and I'd never seen it like that. Because I'm used to getting it in crystals or shit. Like, or you getting it in a pill. You know what I'm saying? And they just gave me this bag of powder. I'm like, what?
And you're like, how much do I do? Yeah, when they say like how many grams, I'm like, I don't know.
I just poured it on the table and when I licked my finger and did it, from the spit on my finger, it started to dissolve everywhere. So me and my partner got scared and we just started.
Because the worst thing is wasting the drugs. Yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's dissolving. Save him. Save it. The Schindler's List of drug addiction.
I don't know the thought process behind that. But so, yeah, it was really a bad night.
Why? Why bad?
I mean,
why not
it wasn't
super good?
Because we literally, I met one of my idols, who's The Streets, Mike Skinner, who I was just talking about.
Yeah.
I went and met him at a nightclub. He bought me a drink. As soon as I got the drink, I just threw up right in it.
Like, no. In front of an idol?
We just met. He hasn't known me for 3 minutes. So that was that. Then we went back to the hotel room and both of us just passed out in the bed. Like we literally just sitting there shaking, hugging each other. And the promoter, he keep coming to get us. Like, y'all got to go on in 10 minutes. We like, give us 10 more minutes. Give us 10 more minutes. And after a while, he's just like, man, we've been giving you 10 minutes for 3 hours. But to us, it just felt like 10 minutes. We didn't even know.
Damn.
We had a good show though.
Yeah, I've been given it in like after shows or whatever. They just like get toilet paper and then just doll up a little bit of Molly or Mandy in toilet paper and roll it and like swallow this.
Yeah, I mean that make more sense than what I just did because I think that's you know I was just used to taking the crystals and all that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've had a lot of fun and then that's the scene for that shit too.
That's See? The scene.
So over here,
that's
you
what
know,
I mean. They took that. They took our disco whatever and then
I mean,
added
rave.
The
they,
best
they
drugs.
They all about raving and you know what I'm saying? So it's like you go over there it's like everywhere I was just over there it was just carnival going on which I wish I could have.
Oh nice.
Oh man, that shit's so lit.
They have a good one there?
Yeah, the carnival you never oh man, that shit. Big booties everywhere. Big booties shaking, bouncing all around. I love Caribbean music in that context.
That's cool. Wait, what were you going to say? The what were we talking about? The drugs?
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. Where the scene, I mean, when a drug is a part of that scene, you're always going to be able to get the best possible of that form because that's what motherfuckers is over there doing. Like, oh, like right now, I mean, I don't know. I guess weed, I never get better weed than I can get in America, I feel like.
Oh. That's the other thing we're talking about. What fucking pussies they are with weed in the UK. God damn, they suck.
And they just want to smoke spliffs all day.
Just spliffs.
I mean, there's more tobacco than fucking weed.
I know.
And the weed is not even better than the tobacco.
It's
I don't know which one they smoke
it. Like, and they're like, it lasts longer that way. I'm like, or just do a hit and then
like
smoke
the
your
last
fucking cigarette.
Few times, like, I've been there, it has been, you know, a little better quality than what's going on, but it still has nothing to do with here. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, the shit I'm smoking now, I'm starting to think the weed here is getting a little too good. Like, some of this shit now, I'm starting to be like, man, I'm really 40 years old. Like, I don't know if I should be, I can't handle this shit no more, man. I'm sitting around just being a loser now, man. I used to be able to smoke weed and go about
and
my
go
day
do
and
shit.
Do shit. Yeah. Like, now I'm just sitting around, like, playing video games, ordering pizzas and shit.
Dude, in New York, it's everywhere now, because it's like,
oh, yeah, damn, yeah,
they haven't
I
got dispensaries yet, but they just got, every head shop will just like, yeah, they have weed, like, mm-hmm. a few different strains, but it's kind of shitty.
It
so
is.
So it's kind of perfect.
I could believe that in New York. Cause every and when you do find good weed in New York, you gotta fucking play an arm and a leg for this shit. It's so
yeah,
fucking expensive.
It's like $20 for Jay.
So
like,
fucking
nah.
expensive, man. So, but damn, I haven't been back. I haven't been in New York since COVID. Shit, I haven't been
oh,
back
really?
Since COVID. So I ain't been since they had the weed shit going down out there.
Oh, dude,
so shit,
great.
I can't wait.
It's great. It still feels
one,
illegal, but it
New
ain't.
New York was one of the worst places to smoke weed, and I remember being fucking Crown Heights, Brooklyn, hiding in the back of a stairwell on the roof or something, the window blowing, it's like 30
juice.
Degrees outside. We yeah. smoking weed right there, the police still run up and catch your yeah. ass.
What are you guys doing? Like, damn it!
You had to do James Bond shit just to buy some weed. That was to be the worst yeah. shit about buying weed in New York. Like, motherfucker, you got some weed? Like, yeah, man,
let's meet me somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. Put the money in the phone booth right there. Then you got to go over there to this mailbox and go over there and kick it 3 times. It's going to fall out the bottom. Like, what the fuck is going on out here? So,
dude, I started smoking in L.A. So when I got to New mm-hmm. York, people were like, all right, here's a number. Call, and then they show up like an hour and a half later. And you're like, come on, I got to go.
See, smoking in L.A. In my early stages, it always fucked me up. I mean, coming from Detroit, I mean, our weed ain't the best. I mean, now it has gotten a lot better, but... And those times, it wasn't the best one. You know, you go out there and you get the fucking time difference, too.
Yeah.
So that'll fuck you up. Then you out there smoking the fire pack, and you got to work in a studio or some shit. I used to fall asleep all the time.
Yeah.
So I couldn't work
yeah,
in
LA. Yeah, you're like, I guess I'm tired. Like, or you've been smoking weed all day.
I couldn't
like,
work in LA. LA is the hardest place for me to make music, man.
Yeah, but dude, so I was in the UK. I was in Scotland. And I just rolled a joint, and we're all hanging out at a house party. I just lit it up and then passed it. And then after I got to the third guy, the first guy's like, was that a pure?
Yeah, oh yeah, like, they make a big deal
what?
Out of that. They make like, a big deal yeah. out of smoking pure weed and tipping. That's two things they hate. You tip them, they want to catch the fade with you. Like, hold up, bruv. Do I need your money? You're like, what? I'm just trying to look out for you. You're doing a good job.
Bruv. Oh, yeah, they get mad about it, right?
Yeah, they get mad about it. They take it as a sign of disrespect, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't get
throw
that
money
part,
fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, what is going on with that? They love to fight, too. One thing I never, like, just if you just walk around any street, I feel like, you know, you can just find a street fight like
yeah.
on a late night. After 10 p.m., it's a fight like every other corner that's a pub. You would definitely see a lot of fist fights. I just saw one recently. It was a guy so small, but he was smaller than a big guy, but he just wasn't scared. He wasn't scared of the big guy. So some London shit for you. And I also...
Hey, everybody. Me and my guest, Danny, are both prolific and amazing electrifying performers. Yeah. He can definitely rock a stage better than I can, but I'm doing what he's never done, which is record a live stand-up comedy special, this time in Washington, D.C., April 26th and 27th at the Capitol Turnaround. Get tickets at arishafir.com. My fourth, something like that, or fifth, I don't know, stand-up comedy special, and it's a good one, and I'm taking it to D.C. for a reason. Get tickets right now. I think the 27th is sold out. Definitely the first show is. Get tickets to the Friday show. And then May 420 in Austin at the Paramount Theater. May 9th and 10th in Los Angeles. May 9th and 10th, storytelling show. Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show. Dark stories, unrecorded. You will not ever see these again. It's live or forget it. You'll be some comics there you know, and comics there you don't know. It's me and five performers, and they're all going to be great. And yeah, it's a surprise lineup. It's better that way. It's always a fucking killer show. Hurry up. It's a small venue, so... Get tickets now if you're even thinking about going because they're gone soon. And then Australia. Melbourne, May 17th and 18th. May 18th is sold out. Adelaide, May 24th. May 25th, Canberra. May 31st, Brisbane. June 1st, Sydney, and then I'm done. And Danny Brown is on the road right now. He's an amazing comic. He's got a great new album out called Correnta that you guys have to pick up. It's so good. It's so good. Jen's Fantastic Vacation is probably my favorite song on the album. It's so good, you guys. And he's all over the road now. Come on. Who put that there? I had it all set up. Listen, I don't approve. It was 25%. It was 25 cents on a fire sale in San Francisco. Why not just throw it out? Why list everything for 25 cents? Danny Brown's Correnta, available right now wherever you buy or steal music. Go to Napster.com for Danny Brown's great new album, Jen's Terrific Vacation. Ah, I never know the lyrics. Great song about gentrification. Jen's Terrific, Gentrific Vacation, Gentrification. You get it? He's also on tour, you guys, all over Europe, starting in May 17th. I got tips for you, Danny. May 7th in Oslo, Norway. I got a place to go there. It's a cool bar, but there's too many trips to the bathroom, if you know what I mean. Not for a sober guy. Copenhagen, Denmark. I got tips. Not for a sober guy. Cologne, Germany. Nothing to say about it. Berlin, Germany. Literally nothing I can tell you can do as a sober guy. Warsaw, Poland. Oh, go visit some Holocaust things. Have some new lyrics for your next album about the Holocaust. That's fun. Do it with your. Try to do a Holocaust lyrics with a high voice, Danny. Challenge. Gauntlet Throne. Vienna, Austria. Prague, Czech Republic. Zurich, Switzerland. Brussels, Belgium, May 19th. One of the most boring towns in all of Europe. Amsterdam, Netherlands. Not much you can do there that I would suggest. London, the UK, May 22nd. He's going to London, the UK, where we're talked about all over the UK. Danny rocks the UK. Bristol, Birmingham, Manchester, Glasgow. Here we fucking go. Dublin, Ireland, one of the best cities in the UK there is. Lisbon, Portugal, the man, on June 1st. Milan, Italy, Paris, France, and then fuck you, Danny. The Glastonbury Music Festival. Fuck you, Danny. Why do you get to go to that? God damn, I want to go to that. With Coldplay, SZA, Dua Lipa, so many people there that I want to see. Cyndi Lauper. Go to dannybrown.warp.net for tickets. Now let's get back to the episode. Hey everybody, today's episode of You Be Trippin' is brought to you by HexGlad.com. It's cookware. You gotta upgrade, bro. You're still using the cookware from college? That's disgusting. That's why you're not getting laid, because you're cookware from college. Really? From college? You're 37, bro. You're 37, dog. What's your cookware, bro? You want a tip? Get HexGlad. Yeah, you know who else uses it? Gordon Ramsay. And he doesn't speak highly about almost anything. You know, if that guy's upset, he's going to tell you. And you're going to be like, why'd you invite him over here? He's going to be like, this seven-layer dip sucks. It's six layers. You call this a seven-layer dip? It's six layers. He's going to go, you call that an accent? That's not an accent. This is an accent. You're doing Australian. You're not even doing English. I'm English, you idiot. I'm like, why'd you invite this guy? I'm like, I just wanted to get his tip for cookware. Well, you got it. So now what's he doing here? Like, I'll get rid of him. You're not going to get rid of him. You change your dinner guest like this. Is this what you call a dinner? You're still doing Australian. You idiot. No. I can't do. Guys, I can't do accents. It's a weakness in my game. You know what's not a weakness? HexGlad's revolutionary technology. It's nonstick. It's got the versatility of a cast iron. And anything else. What else do you want? And you can, you know, use it to ward off burglars. It's heavy like that, too. It'll work on that. If you're in the 50s. Yeah, and you need to ward off burglars. It'll help with that. It's nonstick, ward off burglars even in the 50s, and versatility of a cast iron. Trust me when I say this. Your partner, your family, your dinner guests will all thank you. So, Chef, now's the time to upgrade that kitchen. For a limited time only, my listeners get 10% off their order with this exclusive link. Just head to hexclad.com/trippin. Support our show, my show, and check them out at hexclad.com/trippin. Bon appetit. Let's eat. With HexGlad's revolutionary. That's it. Revolutionary cookware. That's British. That's British, bro. Who's talking now? Who's talking now, Ramzo? Let's get back to the episode.
I'd say it's like a clown. A clown being chased by like a butterfly, an angry butterfly. They're mad about. Oh, they're in front of Congress. Maybe they're mad about a congressional hearing or something. Hi, everybody.
I'm Ari Shaffir, and today's episode of You Be Trippin' is brought to you by Hello Tushy. You ever get sick of cleaning your butthole for so long and it keeps coming poop stain, poop stain, poop stain, poop stain, until you get so bored you start looking for Rorschach designs in your poop stains on your toilet paper? I know I do. And if you're like one of 17 million Americans who are currently looking for Rorschach designs in your poop stains, well, join the revolution at HelloTushy.com. It's an annoying process not to use it. What HelloTushy does is shoot water right up your butt, right up your anus, right up your rectum, right up your fanny, like they say in the UK, right up all sorts of stuff. Until eventually, it's all clean. Your a-hole. Your... Ah, it's good split pea soup. Whatever you got, it'll clean it. It shoots water up there. The water leaks out. Feels good. Looks good. And you get a clean rectum with less toilet paper use than before. And also a lot cleaner. And you don't have to finish it off by using 70% isopropyl alcohol. Because you won't stop bleeding and pooping. And then you're like, oh, this will clean it. And maybe it does. But it's dangerous. It hurts. And you probably shouldn't do it. I know I shouldn't. The doctor said, don't do it anymore. It's crazy you're doing that. But I've already got set in my ways. How am I going to switch now? There's no way. I got to get back to these Rorschachs. Guys, don't take my word for it. Test for yourself. Stop wiping until you bleed. Join the 3 million butts who have already switched to Tushy. For a limited time, my listeners get 10% off their order if you use the code TRIPPIN at checkout. That's 10% off your order at HelloTushy.com with promo code TRIPPIN. That's right. Hello, Tushy. Use promo code TRIPPIN. I'll join you guys in about 10 minutes.
I'm just a huge fan of, like, I mean, they call it football, but soccer in general. Just going to the games out there and that whole scene of that shit. I've been to an Arsenal game once.
How wild do they get?
I mean, it was some baller shit. I was in, you know, I was in nice seats and all that shit. I mean, I was scared because I thought, you know, you read all about their, like, football hooligans and shit like that and all that shit. But we, Arsenal ain't even no team with shit like that. they're like the Yankees or some shit.
They're like the San Diego Chargers. Yeah. Like,
they ain't got no soccer
hooligans.
They got businessmen and shit.
Yeah, you ever see those, like, the smushings?
Yes.
Where people, and it's like, fuck, they're being trampled. Oh,
so yeah, that gets real scary. And then one of my favorite TV shows was from out there. People Just Do Nothing.
What is it?
It's called People Just Do Nothing.
What is it?
It's like a mockumentary style show. It was actually created by the I think the same dude that produced The Office or some shit out there.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it's amazing. They just put out a movie not too long ago about it. So
you ever see Peep Show?
Yeah, I love Peep Show.
Oh my god, it's funny.
What I'm saying. It's so the fucking same funny.
I feel like that was the original. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You know,
just that vibe.
Like,
you kind of right, though.
Two idiots.
Peep Show is amazing, though.
Peep Show's really good.
Yeah.
They got
so
some
I
good stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I love the Have you ever seen what is it? Room Number 9, I think? Room Number 9's amazing,
really?
Man. Yeah, that's some next level, like, trippy, psychedelic head shit. So, yeah, I do love the BBC. I go out there, you can sit back, watch the BBC, listen to One Extra. You get what I'm saying? The whole vibe out there is swag, man.
Why? So, what do you mean, the vibe?
Just the feeling out there. I guess being from Detroit, it kind of don't feel too far from home the way the weather is based and shit.
Cold-ish.
So you can kind of dress the way you want to dress out there, too. I love the fashion out there. Because they always doing their own scene, too. That's one thing about us. You know, we, from being from America, everywhere we go, we always look like the coolest shit. We think we the coolest shit. But when you get over there, they're like, nah, y'all ain't cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They be the only ones there. And then I guess if you go somewhere like Tokyo or some shit, them motherfuckers like that, too.
Yeah, dude, you're right. UK is like, especially even with music.
Yeah, they
you have
down
this American idea,
look,
like, we're the best, but they're like, maybe Hollywood, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Our like, music is just, remember the Beatles? like that was
like,
us.
Even if you watch their TV shows, like if you watch like, I can't really think of none right now, but like,
but even The Office, the original Office was like a really cool, tight show.
The original Office, then our version is like we screaming and doing like jumping on tables and shit.
Uh-huh. Just broader.
That's what they think our version is. We ain't really got like smart comedy or nothing like that to them. We just got like physical shit. We just retarded.
We're just retarded.
For real, that's how they look at us.
I wonder if they look at us like, I think they're missing a chromosome.
Yes, they really do. I really feel like they think so. They do hold that on us. So it's, I remember being over there in the beginning and thinking like, I'm going to go over there and like get a whole bunch of girls and shit. And it's like, hell no, I don't give a fuck who you is.
Really?
You're like, damn, what's going on? You know?
What are the chicks like? In,
they're mean as fuck. What do you mean? Are you taking the piss, me? Like, what do you mean? I'm just saying hi to you. Just trying to get to know you. How I'm taking the piss? What are you talking about? So, yeah, but I have met a lot of cool girls out there. Real
I think they get a bad rap of, like, ugly chicks. And,
UK, because they teeth.
Nah.
It's because the teeth.
It is the teeth.
And it's because they eat beans for breakfast. You know, they do a lot of unattractive shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just like a chick after an all-nighter eating fucking beans, like, and blood pie.
Well, what the fuck is wrong with you drinking a pint? Like, come on, man.
They drink hard there.
Yeah, because they start early.
They
so
start
their tolerance
early.
Is like next level.
Like, yeah, like trying noon.
To, trying to drink with an English girl, they'll drink you under the table. And with, I mean, I'm not a beer drinker anyway. So just to meet a girl that just want to throw back brews is next level crazy to me, too. It's a bit bizarre. Like, damn.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They drink all day.
I do like when you go to some other country and just like and like hitting on some chick or doing whatever. But even like if it's just about like girls where you're like, oh, you guys do it differently here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just notice like a small. In Denmark, I tried to buy a chick a drink for a girl. And I was clearly hitting on her.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, why? I can afford my own shit. And it's like, oh, I don't
you
know.
You don't get the concept.
That's just the way we do it here.
You don't get the concept.
She's like, why?
Denmark
do you make-
is one of those friends. That's because that's where Amsterdam's at, right?
No, nearby though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah, Amsterdam, because I feel like the girls in Amsterdam act like that too. Like you can't just meet a normal girl because like you can go buy some pussy. Why you want to talk to me?
Oh yeah.
Like if you just want to go fuck somebody, you could just go fuck. Why are you messing with me? And they have this like crazy answer like, because you're cute. I mean, you're a nice girl. You're like, no.
I don't want to just buy it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not involved in sex trafficking. I'm not about to contribute to that shit.
Yeah. Have you been in those the canals there with all the girl, the red light district?
Yeah. And I walked around for hours being a creep because, you know, just me coming from Detroit, I'm like, ooh, this is my time to shine. I'm going to go out there. I'm definitely going to get some pussy. Fuck that shit. I put my hood on. I'm hiding. I'm walking around because I'm kind of cheap in that sense.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because I know myself, if I got something that I wasn't happy with, I was going to be like, fuck, let me buy another bitch. So I ain't want to be just walking around buying bitches all goddamn day. So I was like, fuck that. I'm going to find the best one that I see.
Yeah.
And when I get her, I'm going to go for that. And as soon as I walked up, I got the courage and walked up. As soon as I got to
try the door,
she's like, no blacks, no blacks.
No way.
Like, ah!
No way.
I screamed louder than her. I was terrified. I'm like, no, street just sucks. I'm running back. Now, like, I got to fuck one of these scallywags in the alley. I got to find ones in the deep. I can't get one on the main
scallywags.
Strip. I couldn't get one on the main strip. I got to go right in the
smaller.
The side. You got to go back.
You're like, where are the blacks allowed
well,
section?
You gotta knock on the door. It's like a bottom. And then you got to walk down.
It's a
the
big
stairs.
Door. You got the troll ones.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
I always hated the pressure of, like, looking and they're like, come in. You're like, wait. Don't forget the hard sell.
Man.
I got a bad one in Thailand that way.
She was beautiful, too.
Really?
Yeah, man.
And she said, no blacks?
No blacks! No blacks!
That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess it's a good story.
Canceled from the red light district.
Yeah, I know!
They're like, I'm already pretty low.
No, you don't understand how bad I felt going back to my hotel room. I was just sitting there like, you a loser. The shame just hit me, just like the shame. Like I remember just leaving out the next morning, going to the airport. My head couldn't even look people in the eye no more. Like, damn, man, that's what I get. I should have just stayed my ass in the house.
I feel like that's how it was in the Holocaust. Like right before the Holocaust, it was like no Jews. Like, what? This is as bad as it gets. And like, wait a year. It's going to get a lot worse.
Oh, my God.
What kind of food do you like? You know what I like? Actually, forget the food for a second. I like the way they talk in the UK.
I mean,
legend.
They will cuss you out without, I mean, it just sounds like the most brutal tongue lashing you've ever had from like a normal human being. Like, man, what are you saying right now? Because sometimes you don't know what they're saying, but it's like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it just comes so quick and it hits you. Yeah, it's like, I get what you're saying.
But damn. Yeah, I like legend. When mm-hmm. you're just like, when you're like, as you're like passing by, you're like, hey, can you grab me a beer on the way back? You're like, sure. Like, thanks, Ledge.
Yeah.
Like, it's lit. I'll take a legend.
It's lit. But I mean, that's where the language was created, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, right.
We took they shit and we, so originally, it's, this shit is Ebonics anywhere it go.
Yeah.
We got Yiddish. And you speak English, that shit Ebonics anywhere it go compared to them.
I like how we changed the word, like the letter, the color, like drop the U. Drop the U and just make it color. And they're like, why would you drop the U?
That's really what happened?
Yeah, we like dropped a bunch of stuff. I think because we were like mostly illiterate
here. I'm thinking about it now. Like,
yeah, I think we're mostly illiterate on the front.
Because
they're
like, color. You know, they have a like, come on, man. What's all that for, man?
Yeah.
They just get real emotional about the smallest shit, too.
Like what?
What?
What do you mean?
Like the tea getting cold.
Calm down. It's not a big deal.
Like, it's okay.
No!
this tea is fucking
But cold. I didn't even understand the concept of why they drank so much tea until I was over there for like long periods of time and started to hang out with like regular people and started to go over people's house. They heating conditions suck. They still using like 1930 heating. Like we got air conditioned, heat together. You could put the motherfuckers on different time schedules where they can heat you up, make you cold sometimes. They shit just straight up at night. I think they still throwing coal in a motherfucking furnace or some shit. Like so you always over that motherfucker cold
in
a motherfucker.
That's right.
Everywhere you go, you're like, yeah, I do want a glass of tea. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't coming. You gotta bring a parka, two hoodies, scarves, everything.
It's like a bone cold there.
Yes, because
it's just
like,
always like it's like
it's just
comfortable.
Stuck because like it's everywhere. It's like it's in the walls. Like the walls ain't even warmed up right yet. So yes, and it sucks. They ain't smoking cigarettes everywhere.
Everywhere. Dude, I went to Paris and I started rolling cigarettes because I was like, I want to roll cigarettes and just sit at cafes. And everyone's like, oh, you smoke? I'm like, no, I just started for this trip.
I thought about smoking spliffs at one point in time in my life because I was like, maybe it would cut down on smoking cigarettes.
But it has to.
No, it just made me smoke most cigarettes because you smoking that motherfucker like, this shit suck. I want a cigarette now.
Oh, yeah.
So you smoke
I don't know. I smoke less. I just smoke any. But it's like, it takes you forever. You can't do it on the fly. So like, and then if someone wants to borrow one, you're just like, I don't know. You can't just like smoke.
I also love that they hold fries in high regard, even though they call them chips.
True.
But they treat them like crisp, like how we treat potato chips is the way they treat actual French fries.
They treat their fries better than we treat our orphans.
Bro, and like just late nights, I will say that. I don't understand. They whole diet system, like, why is everybody not fat than a motherfucker?
Why is everybody not fat?
Because they drink tea all day. I guess that's probably what's helping.
Tea and beer.
I guess this was helping them. But the beer all day, and then like going to eat fish and chips, shepherd's pie, and then you go to the little halal spots with the gyros and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
That's the best shit.
The shawarma.
Yeah, the shawarma.
Yeah, it's like everyone who complains about like taking in the refugees. I'm like, that's your late night food scene.
Yes.
I know there's a little bit of terrorism, but worth it.
They shawarma. They shawarma shits is the best shit.
It's so fucking good.
I guess it's just good when you're drunk, kind of shit. So yeah, and the girls like them. You can't see. That's one thing about them. You can't buy them a beer. You want a shawarma? They'll go with you. They're like, he's buying shawarmas for all of us.
You ever do this at a bar that's hilarious. The line's on me for shawarma.
He's buying shawarma for all of us.
Danny Brown's shawarma rich.
What? Just start throwing pounds everywhere.
Yeah. Just like throwing hummus at people, make it rain hummus. I like going to a bar and just go, give me a lager. And like, not even what type. Mm-hmm. They're just like, okay, coming up.
I'm always scared though. I'm always got to watch what I say out there. Cause so like me hanging out at bars and drinking and shit.
Why?
Cause I think it's a language barrier. And when I think I'm just being funny, to them it's disrespectful. And then it's vice versa. So that's the last thing I want to do is get beat up from big ass UK fists. They all seem like they got big ass hands.
They do like to fight.
They love it, man.
Big ass hands. With
big ass soccer hands. Hitting me in the fucking soccer hooligan hands. Fuck that shit, man. That's the last thing I'm trying to do is get beat up by a motherfucking soccer hooligan.
You're like, I need to hold onto a mic with two fingers.
And then the fashion sense too, man. I really do love, just the way they, now, which was a big surprise, they're starting to wear Jordans.
Really?
Yeah, they always frowned upon Jordans. I mean, they're not really a basketball place. They're more of a, football, soccer place.
Yeah.
But because of the music they listening to now, it has started to, they all want to look like Chief Keef, I think.
It is weird that, like, with that scene, like, that's my friend. He works at a sub club in Glasgow, which is, like, the UK.
Glasgow, they bottle. They just always throwing bottles at you.
Yeah.
They want to throw beer with you. Uh-huh. That's their way of showing love.
Throwing bottles at you?
Throw anything, whatever they
just
got.
Just, go. Damn, yeah. But he was like, America took, what did he say? No, we took American music. Like dance music, made it better. Took American drugs, made them better. And then except weed. And then, wait, what was I going to say? Fuck. Oh, yeah, fashion sense. I guess they're like, so like, whatever.
Yeah,
hip-hop started in America.
That's some real
and then
shit.
They're like, now we'll bring it back here and like put our own spin on it or whatever.
Because what they did to Nike, like they, like we don't hold, like we, that's their whole shit. That's their whole identity. He's wearing Nike trainers. Like when you go over there, like we were, that shit was everywhere around us. Like it was
no big deal.
But to them, they lined up like Jordans for the new Air Max 90
really?
Or some shit like that.
Damn.
Which is dope. I mean, now I think it's kind of calmed down now. Because last time I was over there, I'd really seen a lot of Jordans. I was surprised because that's one thing you never saw. You'll be able to go over there and get Jordans for cheap, kind of. And be like, fuck it, they ain't buying these. Shit, I'll grab these.
It's so weird because Jordan's was based in basketball and they barely do it there.
No, because I said, because the music, so you know, like, they made their version of like drill music, which is like created by Chicago, which started in Chicago with Chief Keef. So, yeah. You know, all they did was like wear Jordans and shit like that now. So now, 10 what years kind of later, it? It's called drill.
Drill. What is it? What is it? What is it like?
It's all about drilling, about killing motherfuckers.
Oh, really?
Drill. I mean, like, I'm a drilling nigga. So they just rap about killing each other.
Damn, Arcade Fire never does shit like that.
He's sending up soliciting dick pics. That's why.
Did he really?
Yeah, you ain't hear about that. That's the new thing, nah.
They didn't know about it in Montreal.
Yeah, he's wilding out sending dick pics, man. But yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy from Arcade Fire?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what just happened this weekend. Wynn
Butler?
Yeah, they tried to cancel him.
Really?
The very person that put him on, Pitchfork, the very person that made him so big is the one that tried to destroy him. But they just played a show for a standing ovation the other day. No, it's more than that. I can't say I got too deep in it, but it just seemed like he was just, you know, he was going hard.
He was going hard. He's going
for
it.
He was going hard on bitches. That's what it seemed like to me. He was going hard on bitches, man.
It used to be you go too hard, people are like, ugh, no. And you're like, damn it. But now it's like, we're showing this to other people.
That's crazy, though. He's very good at basketball, too.
Wynn Butler?
Yes.
Really?
He always in a celebrity all-star game busting ass.
Damn.
Doing passes like white boys behind the back and shit.
Really?
He be out there looking like Larry Bird. And he kind of big, too.
Yeah. Dude, when you grow up in a city with a country or a city definitely with like not many black people, it's like, oh, there's a different crew that excels at basketball.
Yeah, it's a total different game. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck is going on? It's like, damn.
Yeah, like there must be an Indian.
Because I know
guard.
Like when I used to play for like the church league. I used to play for a church league and shit. I sucked at basketball because I just never wanted to stick to the game plan. You know me. I was always tall, so all I had to do was just rebound and fucking play defense. That's really what they wanted me to do.
Never rebound too much.
I want to fucking cross you over and shit. I'm taking half. I'm grabbing a rebound. I ain't passing. I'm going up the floor.
Like Danny, I'm good.
But every time we play them white churches, that shit, the score used to always look a little different.
Yeah.
36-70. Like, damn, man, how's these white boys busting our ass?
Fundamentals.
They was disciplined. They listened to their coach. Like, nigga, fuck what you talking about. I just saw you drinking a 40. You doing this shit for your motherfucking community service or some shit, man. You don't really want to coach us kids, man.
They just know the game. It was like when Vlade Divac was like smoking at halftime. And you're like, what? You're like, yeah, I've been playing since I was 7.
Yeah, it was just a different type of discipline, I think. If I would have been on their team, I'd have been busting ass because then I would have listened to their coach. He would have been able to explain to me like, Daniel, I just need you to block shots and rebound.
Yeah, no, that's when you pay attention. We're like, Daniel. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, that's all he had to do.
What's the art scene like out there in the UK?
I have no idea. I wouldn't say I know anything about arts. I just now started taking Muay Thai. I guess that's martial arts.
Different than what I was talking about, but okay. How are you doing at it?
Me and Zola, man, we've been going.
Really?
This past month, yeah.
Ugh, I hate getting hit.
I know, but I it's the best kind of cardio.
Yeah.
I will say that.
I do jiu-jitsu for a while, but then I got like ringworm for the third time. And infection. And somebody's like, what are you doing?
Shit. Yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
it.
I don't know.
That's bizarre. That is bizarre.
Dude, Rogan told me, I was like, I think I got like a spider bite or something. I was limping. He was like, why are you limping? He was like, nobody limps from a spider bite. What is it? Show it to me. And I showed up and he was like, oh, dude, you got a bad, you have to go to the hospital right now.
This was before COVID. They weren't cleaning shit, right? That's what that was.
They're still not.
I guess.
I opened up my tray on United and it's just like crumbs everywhere.
Oh,
yeah. You guys don't clean this.
Oh, yeah.
What else about the UK? What else do you like get into while you're out there? I'm trying to think. The food is surprisingly good.
I mean, I will say that's one thing I would say. Every time I'm out there, like I say, my label is based out there and shit, so I'm always doing a lot of fucking work shit.
Yeah.
So that would be the one thing for me. And like, I'm never just out there like fucking chilling, being able to like, you know, hang out or do some shit. I'm out there. I'm on the go. So I'm doing cool shit. Like I go to cool restaurants and shit like that.
House parties are big there.
It is. It is. Just going to a house out there is bizarre. It's next level. I swear to God, man. Like,
what do you
the
mean?
Whole, just the architecture. Them shits be looking like cottage sheds, man. They look like a go-go walk past any minute. Like, you could go to a baller's house over there, and you're like, man, what year is this, man?
Update your shit, dude. Yeah, you're like Jimmy Carter. Like, aren't you a millionaire? Like, how do you have a car? Why can't I see outside from inside?
Bro, I swear, it's some of the funniest shit, man.
Dude, you ever use one of those showers where it's like, it's not...
That's another thing, too. The water pressure, the heat, everything.
There's no central heat for the water. It's like a box that it comes through. You ever see one of those? The water, the water comes through this box on
so
the wall.
So that's what I'm saying. All that structures, like all that, like it's like really outdated shit.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. And then even if you just think about the way the roads is built out there, just driving around.
Yeah.
Like the way the shit just constructed, man. It take you like an hour to get somewhere that would probably take us 20 minutes in America. You get what I'm saying? The way the roads is built, you going down all these little whiny ass.
And it's traffic like crazy. And you just get stopped.
It take you forever to get to a highway. There's only like one entrance to the highway for like every so many fucking. So it's like, man, it's one of the hardest places to get around.
Yeah.
Like moving smooth through. I will say that.
Oh,
you ever watch Top Boy?
No.
It's on Netflix too. It's a
what is that?
UK okay, show guys, about selling drugs.
Oh.
Cuz that's one of the most crazy shit about them two out there. They do county lines. You know what that is? That's when they take like find like a young teenage boy, maybe have a fucked up home type situation and they finesse him into selling drugs for him some type of way.
It sounds like The Wire.
Like yeah, kind of some shit like that. So they'll get him like maybe to get drugs and they'll probably like rob him on purpose, like have somebody he don't know rob him. They be like, "Oh, now you owe us." So now you got to go to a whole nother state though. I'm gonna put you over here, take you away from your parents. Oh, yeah, county lines. I'm gonna take you away from your parents. I'm gonna take you away from everybody. We gonna kill you if you don't pay the money back. You ain't got the money. So then most of you got a whole bunch of teenage boys. Down there like sex trafficking in some sense. You got a whole bunch of these teenage boys just getting shipped around these different places in Europe
and just dealing for
and
you.
And they're just dealing for them, stuck in a house somewhere, just selling dope for them.
Wow. So they rob their own stuff.
Yeah, and make you think
that you got robbed. It's like you owe us.
And you owe us.
Yeah, it's like. Whenever I hear something like that, I'm like, that's brutal, but also like fucking smart. From a business sense of it, I'm like, that's well played.
So yeah, you might got a whole bunch of kids, and you got all these missing kids. Their parents don't know where they're at, and they're in somewhere.
They're over in Sheffield.
Yeah, in a trap house in Sheffield. It's not funny, man. It's not funny.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's not funny.
The powers of this podcast do not support or condone the views of Ari Shaffir.
I'm just like, that's just like another level of thinking. They all about like UK extortion and just shit like that. They just never play. So I would never like, you know. Involved myself business wise.
UK extortion.
That's what they are about. You know, even that, you can pay motherfuckers to go get your money back, shit like that. What they call them, I seen a whole documentary about that, debt collectors.
Oh, yeah.
That's like some old school, I wish a motherfucker would. See, they ain't got guns like us.
They don't have guns.
Ain't nobody debt collecting in the States, man. You just a nigga owe you, man. You gotta figure that out yourself.
They just come over there with hooligans. They're like, we're getting the money.
We need your nigga with brass knuckles on. He cut at you with brass knuckles on.
But dude, in Edinburgh, they didn't, they were like, they're just like, no knives. Yeah. All the outside all the bars, no knives.
No, what I was seeing this time, all the bars, they had no Nas tanks.
No what?
Nas tanks.
What is that?
You know, the fucking, the whippets and shit.
Why are they trying to ruin a good time? What do you mean? What are you going to do?
I guess that's a big deal now over there now. Every nightclub. And then I did see a lot of them on the street, but I thought that was kind of like normal.
Oh, dude, I love it. I got out of, I forget who went to see. Anybody. Flaming Lips, maybe? Somebody at Brooklyn Steel. And then we got out, and I just heard like, one for five, three for ten. And I was like, oh, yeah. And my friend's like, what is this? That's with Sal Volcano. And so they're throwing up balloons. And he's like, why are you getting those? I'm like, because we're fucking doing nitrous.
Yeah.
And then he's breathing into it. And I'm like, whoa. You know what you get? Whatever. And you just start dying laughing. And then you're like, I got to go take a knee. And then Sal's like, he keeps trying to breathe in one. He's like, it's not working. My voice is not changing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, idiot. It's not fucking
helium.
It's not helium.
Oh, your
dork.
Voice can change on that. You ever heard somebody in the shit just go like slow-mo-mo? Like, whoa. You're like, I'm having a great
time.
You like that? Did you just glitch in front of me right now? And then try to turn back to normal? Like anything, that's a drug I would never seek out.
Yeah,
but if it's like a social situation,
but it's
and
there.
It's going
it's
down,
right there.
I would do a balloon, but
yeah,
I ain't trying to glitch, man. Anything that makes you. Then that Steve-O documentary scared me like a motherfucker.
Why?
Because he was going crazy with shit.
Yeah, but it's 30 seconds.
No,
back.
I forgot. He was doing. He was doing lots of computer shit. Cleaner and shit.
Damn. When you make your own drug, it's
he was doing the duster.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
God, that's too, I'm sorry, Nas fans, nitrous heads. I'm disrespecting y'all. I'm disrespecting y'all right now.
It's 30 seconds. You just got to make sure. Kids out there, safety meeting. You just got to take a knee. As soon as you feel going, get to the ground so you don't hit the ground.
See, that's some, but I mean, I will say, like, it, That's that dubstep shit, man. And go with that style of music. I did see it's a new form of EDM dance music, like, but it's influenced by meth that they're doing it like.
Like what?
It's like a meth style of EDM.
What would be the meth
and
music?
And they're smoking meth and listening to that shit, and it's just like meth bars, like smoke, meth, 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 meth. And then they be in the club.
And it's probably like more upbeat?
I don't know. It's just scary that y'all would like make a scene out of that.
Damn.
I never really thought that could be something that could be like, you know, looked at as a musical genre.
Meth genre.
Yeah.
Damn.
It seemed pretty dark. It seemed pretty dark.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No lights. You want no lights. I'm trying to think what you would want on meth. I've never done it, so I'm just guessing. You want no lights. You want fast.
Why is it no lights? What is the thing about lights?
I know. I picture a meth head going like.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, every time I've seen a look like a meth situation, it was dark with like some strobe shit going on. You know what I'm saying? So that obviously is something that helps the experience.
Yeah. I feel like they just get like they don't give a shit about drugs in the UK. Like there's no stigma to it like it is here.
Yeah, no, just some truth to it. Cause like even just the way they, you know, I want coke is just like they don't frown upon that. No, like that shit, man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so. Everybody here is like, why are you going to the bathroom so much? And like whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I mean, I will say I've had some crazy shit out there too, though, man. Like some methy little like they. Some zany, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they getting the purest form of coke out there.
Maybe not. They still haven't gotten the fentanyl, though. They're still not dealing with fentanyl. That's just an American thing. Diaz says it because it comes from Mexico.
And none of it never. When you think about it, I never heard no reports of anywhere of like a crisis of like fentanyl or any other place but America.
Yeah.
And we getting it from China or some shit. And it's coming from.
The fentanyl comes from China?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, maybe. Diaz said it was one cartel fucking with the other cartel supply.
That's what it is. I mean, yeah.
So it's like, I'll put fentanyl in your supply. So when you get out, people are like, hey, Denny Brown's, don't buy Denny Brown's coke. It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, come to me.
That makes sense.
I guess.
See, like you say, sometimes you hear shit that's fucked up, but it's actually a smart business practice.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, why is there fentanyl? Like, someone's making a move.
Like, you got motherfuckers dying off your shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
People now, it seems like they want fentanyl now. That's what I'm saying. It's now they're seeking it out. It's like they ain't dying of it no more. So this is like a new batch of fentanyl that they figured out that it ain't going to kill you now?
Yeah, what is that? It used to be like a grain like on your shoulder, like kill a cop. And then you're like, but people doing straight fentanyl?
No, because it's in all the pills now.
Yeah.
It's in the Percocets, which is the M30s, which is pretty much just a fentanyl pill. So a lot of people are fucking with those real heavy.
On purpose.
Yeah, they love those shits. Damn. I mean, it get bitches freaky.
Really?
Yeah.
Fentanyl?
I mean, the bitches get freaky.
That's a fine line. Or like, I'm going to get laid or I'm going to go to jail for murder.
It's a Percocet. See, that's what it is. They said they putting fentanyl in everything right now. Like, that's why the weed might be too good. Because just that one little bit is just going to addict you so crazy. You're just going to be how you fiending for whatever you got it in. So they putting it in Xanax. They putting it in the Percocets. They putting it in Adderall.
Yeah.
And you're getting all these pressed fake pills. You buying pills on the street, you ain't buying real pills.
Right.
So unless you're getting that shit straight from the doctor, you definitely getting some pressed up shit now.
Damn. In Australia, they have like, when you go to a festival, they're like, we'll do a test for you.
Yeah, yeah. That's the cool shit about them.
Yeah. And then they just test
you. Australia is just amazing in general, man. Like if I would want to, I mean, besides the fact that you can wake up and it's a 12-pound spider in your room.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
might bite and kill you.
Kill you.
Yeah, everything could kill you.
Yeah. Anything you see cute there, you're like, second, ask somebody before you go up to it.
They got birds. One time I was just eating outside at Nando's. A big-ass bird just walked up on me. I didn't even pay no attention. I'm just eating my shit. I looked up. We eye level. I'm like, oh. I was like, you got it. I just walked up from the table. Like, you had this shit, man. There ain't nothing I can do with that. And then I know, and I look up, it's like six of them, six more of them. I'm like, see, this is the type of shit I be talking about. That's why we got a God Bless America, man. You know, play the Hulk Hogan song. As soon as that shit happened to me, the Hulk Hogan music just started playing in my head, man. Like, I really get it.
I am a real American.
I'm like, I really get it. I really get it now. You know what I'm saying? And I love Australia, man. The women over there is beautiful, and it's like one of the places that you can go and you still feel like you in America a little bit.
It's like America.
I mean,
you
just like, yeah, it's you know like what I'm Canada. And then it got every spot you can go to, it kind of reminds you of somewhere else. Like I love Melbourne because it kind of reminds me of New York a little bit. I love Sydney because it kind of reminds me of California or the West Coast or something like that, you know? But I will say, man, they really love any guy with an American accent.
Sure. Australia?
Yeah,
dude.
They think you in
Australian
movie.
Chicks. You could, fuck.
As long as you're from America, you could tell them you do anything, man. They believe it. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, my friend was like, he said he went to Australia and they love the American accent. And yeah. All his friends got laid. And then my Israeli friend was like, oh, I went to Australia. They love the Israeli accent. Everybody got laid.
Oh, so yeah, they just.
And then it was like, oh, no, dude, Australians just are wild.
I think that's, you might have some, what's the, New Zealand. New Zealand, too. But wasn't the thing that they say, they how they started all that shit over there, they just took, that was where all the criminals.
Yeah. Right. So
like,
the
so it's just degenerates. It's just
degenerates breeding and making more
degenerates.
It's like
a bloodline degeneracy that keep trickling down effect. God damn, man. And the height difference is a little crazy, too.
What do you mean?
You meet some of the tallest women ever, man.
In Australia?
Yes.
There's no ozone, so they grow free.
Like they normally, I've met some smuggler, but I'm saying they normally like 5'8", 5'9". Like, why are you so tall out here, man?
Yeah.
We'll switch from UK to Australia.
Just jump.
Talk about everywhere. Tripping, man. That's what we're talking about.
When you go to the UK, what was I going to say?
Heathrow, shit. They going to send my, as soon as, every time I land, I'm going to be sitting in the motherfucking box like they about to lock my ass up for 30 minutes.
Really?
I don't know what's going on. I guess I have some shit, you know, when my name probably do something crazy. It don't matter what I'm going over there for. I know I'm about to be sitting an extra hour after my flight.
They're
going to
grill you for something?
Yeah, they just about to fuck it. I mean, they're going to pull me over. And I got to give them some pay. But everything seems a little different now because the more of the, like everybody has the passport machines now instead of actually going.
Oh, yeah.
That changed the world right there.
Dude, I was coming back from Paris and some chick, her daughter, the face thing wasn't recognized because her daughter went full goth since.
Hell yeah. So
the face recognized like, no, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
What's like, I was thinking places like England or Paris was the most equal I've ever seen black people.
But that's a different type of black person.
Parisian.
Yeah, they're like African. They look at me like you ain't black. You ain't me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
But
they hate me more than a white person.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
them the real racist motherfuckers, man. You want to know the truth? They'll let you know what they really feel about you, man.
What is it like in England or in the UK?
I mean, I would say it's
compared to here. I guess I don't know.
It's colder.
What do you mean?
And I mean, not even just the weather, like the person,
the people, there's less smiles,
everything about it. Like it's, I mean, you don't, I mean, you, I hate going to a place where, you know, people are just kind of being fake because like I say, like you, cause you're from America, you know what I'm saying? Over there, you're going to get the real, they fuck with you or they don't fuck with you. And you know, they don't care.
That is nice.
It's real. It's just real over there. So you ain't got to worry about no motherfucker. Even as like a celebrity, you could go somewhere and you might can't walk around and go certain places and shit out there. They don't fuck with you. They don't fuck with you. They ain't going to give a fuck. They just going to look at you like, okay, that's what they going to let you do what you do.
Yeah.
So I kind of respect that, man.
Somebody told me though, in the UK, the racism is all about like Indian and Pakistani people.
Yeah.
And so black people are like, yeah, we got over that racism.
Last time I was there, it was a crazy situation that was happening. It was like they was trying to gentrify like certain neighborhoods that had like, you know, they call them estates, which would be like projects here.
Uh-huh.
So they were trying to like gentrify those neighborhoods.
First of all, estates is such a nice way of putting it. the Brownsville estates.
I'm from the estates. Like, yeah, it's not like some rich shit going on over
there.
It does. But no, so instead of them, because they had like a rent control kind of thing, they couldn't just put them out or some type of, so they just start burning the buildings up.
No, wait, what?
So full projects is setting the motherfuckers on fire.
So that they can build new ones?
Yeah, and regentrify them. There we go.
Well, now we have no choice.
Yeah, so I remember I was stuck and I missed my flight one time because, you know, because they roads are so fucking shitty.
Like they're built for carriages.
Yeah. I mean, you ever seen the gypsies out there?
No.
Dog, that's some next level shit too.
For like the Romanian ones?
I don't know. I'm black.
Yeah.
So I ain't never seen no shit like that in my life. Yeah. I ain't never seen no shit like that in my life. So we just, you know.
What did they do?
We were just strolling like normal motherfuckers. Then next thing you know, just like a caravan or like some dirty shit just started coming. Like a horse, or like kids and shit was walking with. It was like a, like looked like some old school like 1850s type shit going. And you got to stop and you got to let these motherfuckers go by. And they just going. And they need like, they like, that's the gypsies. And they just let them rock. And it's like a nice caravan. It looked like some Oregon Trail action. Like, oh, these niggas got the, like, like these niggas.
And they just pass through.
Yeah, you got to let them rock. You can't, now, so we stuck. It's like a train. When you out here in America, when a train, you stuck at the train. It was like that, but it was a caravan of gypsies. And they,
damn.
It looked dirty, man.
Dude, it's
but they said that's what Tyson Fury was.
Tyson Fury is a gypsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
so
makes sense.
That was the real
probably
shit.
Probably the bare knuckle fights.
So they whole shit is, I guess they like, they just traveling gypsies. So they just travel around and they find a spot to set up and they sell their goods or some shit.
So, you know how, so my thing is like in different countries, there's different racism. Mm-hmm. And in Spain, gypsies are like, fuck those. They're like, everybody's equal. It's like, everyone's equal. What about gypsies? No, fuck them. That's Spain. You're like, oh, take it down. Mm-hmm. And you're like, uh-uh.
Because Spain kind of classy, man.
It is classy. except for gypsies.
They kind of like, you go to Barcelona, you'll be in certain areas, you could just see everybody dressed nice. They look like they're taking care of themselves. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's another thing too, man. The healthcare, man.
Oh, yeah. Far better.
Far better.
They just like take care of you.
Yeah. We're going to do it for free. We're going to look out for you. But I understand, like, how does UK have the best healthcare, but the worst dental care?
That's a good question.
Like, a good I guess question. You can't have. I guess you can't have it all. I mean,
they're like
be...
we can't spread it around either. Which one should we do? America like, went full dental, no regular.
Like what the fuck? Because you would meet some girls, man. You'd be like, you are beautiful, and then you just see like,
thank you.
They got a different color teeth. It'd be like green. It'd be like a green tint and like a little. Oh, it ain't like you know. You, it, I mean, come on, man. I just got my teeth fixed not too long ago. I had some.
Nice dude.
I had some fucked up shit. I had some fucked up shit. This shit fake as fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you take them out?
No.
No, it's not like that.
It's man, it's next level shit to get that shit out. It's the most terrifying. Ooh, man, dog.
It's hollow, yeah.
How do you, that shit make my brain hurt, man. They used to tell me, take two Xanax for you, come. I used to be sitting in a chair like this, still hearing that shit, like,
Yeah, the girls, the teeth are a problem.
I think that's probably why they don't, that's probably why they have a little attitude and a little mean. When you got fucked up teeth, you don't smile a lot. This is coming from a person that had fucked up teeth. So you ain't just walking around smiling like being happy and shit. And I'm pretty sure they notice they teeth a little off, you know?
Yeah. I feel like, though, that's where, it's like my friend lives in Montana, and she's like, you know, in LA, I'm like a 4, but here I'm a 9.
Yeah.
So they all feel like, I also have fucked up teeth. That chick also has fucked up teeth. So maybe I'm fine with
Montana,
it.
Montana, that's bizarre. What's going on up there? That's like Far Cry.
It is. It is. Post-apocalyptic. Like,
I just feel like Montana is like Far Cry. I drove through there one time on my tour bus just like driving through, and that's the only thing I ever did. But I don't think we could get out if we wanted to.
Oh.
It didn't seem like a place for us to just be
seems
frolicking.
Like a place to buy like 9,000 acres somewhere.
It didn't seem like a place to be frolicking. Montana,
oh, really?
Like all that, like that area, they still cowboys and shit, I feel like, man.
They might have like... They're like, your con ain't welcome here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And they're like,
I'm like, goddamn, Amsterdam all over again.
Can I talk to the sheriff? Like, I am the sheriff. And I said, your con
ain't
welcome here.
That's the thing about the states, I would say, the states of America. But we got so many, like, places that if you go, it's just like, is this another country? Like, I don't know what's going on right here. Like, I can't, like, if you ever been, like, to some, like, certain places, like the deep south or some shit, like Mississippi or something. It's like, you like, what the fuck?
Is
this like a... It shit still look like cowboys and Indians or some shit. Like, it looked like third world country type shit someplace.
Yeah, we
and
have,
I'm saying that, and I'm from Detroit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
But we have that here. It's not like a lot of places where it's like, it's not just America's one spot,
mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, Madrid and Barcelona are like a little different, but like, or like the upper UK versus lower, but it's like, it's kind of the same vibe.
I would say driving through the UK is a lot of farmland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it ain't
surprising.
Really that much city. Like, that is some, you can go down there and it's really like some country, like southern, like next level. Milk and goats type shit. Like, you walk around like going to the Tesco and a motherfucking goat walk by kind of shit, you know?
Tesco, you just got back from there. If you know, yeah, if you know,
I mean,
the fucking...
I know what's up. I be hitting the Tesco. I love the... See, that's another thing,
get
too.
Get a slice of bread at the Tesco.
No, I
go.
Get the Monster Munch. Soon as
what's,
I hit...
What's the Monster Munch?
Monster Munch is they crisp. They got a crisp called Monster Munch, and it's just a paw. It's like a, you know, it's in the shape of a monster paw.
Potato chip.
Yeah,
crisp.
Yeah, but they got a flavor called pickle onion that I really love.
Interesting.
It's amazing. I used to get them off Amazon, but you know, I'm trying to get in shape and shit now, so I can't be eating no motherfucking Monster Munches.
It's one of those things where it's like, I should leave this in the UK. I'll bring one
back.
They
gonna make
home.
Your breath bang though. Like, if a bitch pull up eating some monster, if bitch pull up eating pickle onion Monster Munches, you're like, oh man.
God damn it. How about just blow?
But another thing too, they don't have high fructose corn syrup in their sodas.
Dude, I think they eat better out there.
So I feel a lot better. And they got different flavors of Fanta's just normally that you just wouldn't see. Fanta is like a big deal.
You ever crack open an egg out there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's an orange. It's like a deep orange. I just think their FDA is better than ours. You know, they don't put high fructose corn. They don't put like the shit stuff that's like poisoning us.
Melatonin is banned over there.
Really?
Yeah. Why is that?
Why is that? I thought that's natural.
What I'm saying.
Is melatonin bad?
I mean, I take it.
Yeah, I mean, take it too.
After a while,
I thought
it
it's
don't
the
do
most
nothing.
Natural. Yeah, I try to take it 2 days shit, max and then like not get used to it. Melatonin is banned out there?
Yeah, in the UK.
You ever have Barocca?
Yeah. I mean, I've been sick over there all the time because it's cold as fuck.
It's the, right.
Get over here and get sick fucking around with them. I think I caught COVID over there before we knew what COVID was.
You think so?
Yeah. It was like, and that was a long time ago. I was on a tour out there and I just got sick and I never could get better. And then when I got back home in the States, I was sick like another 2 weeks. I'm like, I was sick. I was one of those type of sick.
Well, like January and February before?
I was like, what's one of you dirty bitches done got me? I'm like, I'm losing weight. So I'm scared now. Like, I don't want to go.
I can't smell anything.
I don't
want
to go to the hospital.
I got some weird UK sex disease.
Every day I'm like, every day I keep telling myself, if I don't feel better, I'm going to the hospital. If I don't feel better, I'm going to the hospital. But it lasted. It did. I went all herbal. I went on internet deep. That's what happened.
I'll figure this out myself.
I went on deep internet. YouTube Dr.
Sandy
Herbal.
I would
herbal
love to see crystal version of Danny Brown.
It worked. It brought me back. So, because I for sure thought I was dying, but I really believed that was COVID.
The early one. How soon before like the March break?
It was like years.
Oh.
For sure. It was years.
No way.
But I really, because when I got COVID, it was kind of the same thing, but it was like a lighter form because I think I already had it before.
Dude, I had in the February before, mm-hmm. I was like, had this cough that wouldn't go away. January, February, I went to the doctor. I was like, I got this cough and it just won't go away. And he goes, yeah, you and everybody else. I don't know.
I caught it
in
Chicago.
And then like a month later. Really?
I think everybody got different COVIDs because the COVID that I caught in Texas wasn't that COVID. That COVID when I caught in Chicago, that was another one, man.
Really?
Yes, it was real bad.
I think I got the Jewish COVID.
I just started smoking cigarettes. I'm like, man, I know you're supposed to. I just like, fuck it. If I'm going out, I'm going out the way I want to. So I just started smoking cigarettes the whole COVID. I couldn't eat shit. I couldn't do nothing. I was just shaking. That's the worst thing about me, the cold chills.
Yeah.
Like it was just on and off cold chills. And I couldn't even think right. Like my brain was foggy. I couldn't really like get my bearings, man. I'm like, I'm about to die. Yeah. I just really came to terms with it.
You're like I'm fine, whatever.
Like, fuck it, I'm about to
Dude,
die.
Dude, this
man.
Cold chills, that's what I get all, like my whole month at Edinburgh, every year, Edinburgh, whatever you say. But like, it's just like a cold.
It's just nasty over there, man. They got to update, they got a different way of sanitizing over there, man. I told you, it's so much old architecture and shit, man. It's still old school diseases stuck in the air over there, man.
They still got the plague.
Yeah,
going
they
around.
Still got old school diseases that's over there. We just been vaccinated so many times, it don't really affect us.
Yeah.
But, when, you know, after a while, your immune system get weak. You get over there, start doing the Mandy, drinking pints every day. That shit gonna start affecting you, man. Eating English breakfasts and shit. Your shit going down.
What's an English breakfast? Tell them what an English breakfast is.
It's ham.
Yeah, like a piece of like round ham, not that big, right?
I ain't gonna lie, I usually be hating on ham, but this time it was bomb as fuck. I think I'm just getting older, and I'm knowing what to expect, because the first time I ever had that shit, I damn near wanted to die. Like, this is what they do every morning? Like, I was pissed in the airport, like, this the only thing I can get right now? The beans touch the egg now?
I miss it. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? I was so pissed, but this ham this time was so good. So it's the, what, beans, ham? Nah, you know I ain't touching that blood pudding.
Brown, you don't touch blood pudding? I tried it. You got to try it.
Come on, my God. What would you compare that to? How would you compare blood pudding to make me want to even try this? What could you tell me, bro?
That's a good point. Where it's like, where you come like, it's kind of like.
What is?
Yeah. What is blood pudding? It's got no, and the name is that what it is? Yeah. Just congealed like cow's blood?
That's what I think so. I think so. But to me, it seemed like it would be like a dessert, like something sweet about it because it has the name pudding on it. But I don't think that's the case.
Blood pudding.
And I like fucked up shit, so I think I would like, I mean, in context, I should like that.
Did you try it?
But I think just the name blood pudding is fucking
throws you
me
off.
Up.
Did you try it?
No.
You wouldn't even try it?
I just couldn't do it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't do it. I'm eating the beans now. Because at the end of the day, I do love beans, though, man.
That's
you
almost like
saying?
A life affirmation, like, I'm eating the beans.
I'm eating the beans now because, I mean, beans are good. I like the beans. And actually, beans are really good for you.
They're good for your heart.
Yeah.
And so, the more you eat them, the
but
more
it's,
you
it's just a time schedule.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't imagine what it was like going to English. I mean, going to fucking uni, going to school and shit out there. After everybody eating English breakfast, you show up in the class, everybody just letting them loose. Boom, just boom.
Farting away.
Silent murders here, silent murders there. You don't know who doing it. You just got to sit around in that bitch. Like.
Guys, if you visit the UK, be ready for silent murders.
Yes, niggas is farting in class, man. Ain't no way. They ain't no way. As a kid,
yeah,
eating pork and beans, baked beans and shit in the morning. Man, what the fuck?
In the morning. It's weird in the morning.
And it's sweet, too.
Beans, one sunny side up egg,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the ham. They also have like a blood sausage pudding. Roll.
Yeah, and sometimes if you get lucky, they'll throw some French fries on that bitch for you.
You're right. I like the way they don't demean French fries.
No, I told you they treat them in high regards. Chips. They it's really totally hold them in cool. high regards. Yeah. Like, you can eat them all the time. We should eat these all the time. I love French fries. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Don't look down on me.
Yes. Just eat them all the time. They don't just have to be.
You ever get a deep fried Mars bar?
Yeah. And is that Glasgow?
Yeah, they have those there. That?
Yeah, but you got to eat that like.
Immediately.
Like soon as that, yeah. that bitch can't travel nowhere.
Yeah.
You can't bring him up. Ain't none of that. Soon as yeah. you got to actually go there and he got to hand it. You that bitch
where
in
it's
his
burning
hand.
Your hand. Like,
that's the only way that shit is good. Cause yeah. In 2 minutes, it just go bad. That and a Twinkie.
Yeah. Oh, deep fried. But dude, yeah, they're right. It is Glasgow. Cause you're right. Cause England, like London is kind of thin. Mm-hmm. People are kind of thin. But Glasgow is an obese city.
Glasgow is the only place you would just see a motherfucker with that. A brand new Helly Hansen Parker on just sleep on the street. Like, fuck it.
They do pass out there.
They get drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
Then they just get up. What's the other? They drink Buckfast.
You've had Buckfast?
Who you think you're talking to?
Dude, I fell in love on Buckfast.
I bet you did.
Oh, tell what Buckfast is.
I bet you did.
She seduced me. No. She was like, I'll bring you some Buckfast.
She got you drunk as fuck. That's yeah. what she you was like, I love you, man.
It's, what is Buckfast?
I don't know. It's some
It's caffeinated wine with like fortified wine made by monks in some fucking monk place. I don't know where they live.
I know every show I got, they just make sure you have a bottle. No matter what you do out there, they gonna bring that shit to you.
They'll do spritzers with it.
It fucked my first time up. First night really? I fell asleep.
You fell asleep on Buckfast?
Yes, man.
It's Four Loko. It's a wine Four Loko.
But I was drinking liquor too. I'm drinking like Hennessy. And I'm drinking Buckfast. I think, but the Buck, you know, you can't be mixing shit like that. That shit took me over the top.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with some chicks. I fell asleep on the bitches.
Ah, damn it.
Glasgow. You right, though. They thick out there, though.
They what?
They thick out there.
They're thick, yeah.
Yeah, the bitches out
That's
there.
That's the obese city. That makes all of Scotland
obese. They like Ohio. Everybody, like, they like, you know what I'm saying? All the bitches built like butter balls. Like meat wide on Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
The best is going down, and they get so fucking sloppy.
And they get drunk,
meat
too.
Meat wad, meatball, meat wad, what is it? Meat wad.
Meat wad, yeah, they got meat wads out there, and they love Jamaican music. They love anything.
They get so sloppy. When you go down that street, Suchi Hall, wherever Sub Club is, and you just see chicks in socks, and it's all wet, just walking over like French fries. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, ugh.
They throw that Vibes Cartel on and they start going crazy about the Buckfast.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous place out there, too.
Buckfast is good. I'm trying to get DeRosa to have it at his bar, but he's like, you can't import it here. It's
Of
illegal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why is it illegal?
Too much caffeine in the liquor. Damn. It gets you fucking wired. I can't believe you fell asleep on Buckfast.
I mean,
you got a different constitution.
I think I got diabetes. I just don't know.
That's what it is. Maybe you had a diabetic shock that overcame
it. I'm a nigga, man. Somebody supposed to put a peppermint in my mouth. I'd have woke right back up, man. That's all you got to do. You see me fall asleep, get me a peppermint, man. I'm going to pop up like church.
Buckfast. That's so funny. You just got back from the UK right now.
Yeah.
So you got all the fucking uni, Buckfast, the Tesco. You got it all in your head right now.
No, I swear I watch so much UK shit, man.
You got the references.
My Roku is hacked just so I can watch BBC all the time.
I had trouble understanding it for a while. You can't understand anyone in Glasgow, right or wrong.
Once they start drinking, hell fuck no.
No.
I mean, you
it's
know,
a
once
different
you get,
language.
Once you get them in a normal context, I mean, you just got to listen a little slower. I feel like it's like that in Australia, too. Some of them motherfuckers, I just be like, man, all right, man. I get it.
It's Glasgow specific. Like, if you, Edinburgh, it's like, I can understand you. You're just a Scottish. Glasgow, I'm like, are you speaking English? It's like deep Baltimore. We knew this guy, Calvin Booth. He played at Maryland when I was mm-hmm. there, and he was from deep Baltimore. And it was like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, now Baltimore accents is the next level, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a, one of my best friends is from Baltimore. His accent pretty, he changed a lot since he been in Detroit, but
really?
When you so go relaxed. Out there, it's like, oh man, something like talk like, oh man. Like,
it's like they just leave out letters.
I'm just scared. Like what, Doug? Old Bay. That's all I hear. It's Old Bay. That's all I hear is Old Bay.
Do you got any what? Do you got any tips for travel? Like when you start, when you go somewhere, do you like, is there anything you try to do, or how do you get around a city? What moves you around?
I think traveling light is the best way to go about it. I mean, one thing. I mean, I feel like a lot of people, you know, you could tell when a person ain't been on a lot of planes or been in airports a lot. Like having just a whole bunch of shit with you, that's just the wrong way to go about it. You better off buying certain shit when you get there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that gives you something to do while you're there. Like, you know, I got to go grab this shit. So at the end of the day, I travel light as possible.
Smart.
And even if you, in just case you lose the shit.
Because also, who cares, right?
I mean,
I
yeah.
only have a little with me. So
yeah, it wasn't a big deal, you know? So I would say that's the biggest deal, too. And I would say, back in my old time, like, I always wanted, like, have an expensive luggage and all that kind of shit. I think that's the stupidest shit to do now.
So dumb.
Because, I mean, especially if you're checking the shit in, they just throw your shit any kind of way. You
write
fucking 50,000, you know, Louis Vuitton shit, and they just, you know, throwing it all around. So that's a no-no, too, unless you're going to have a carry-on. You know, that's a different story.
Even then, you want to be able to chuck it and like not worry about it. Big J bought like a $6,000 piece of luggage. He just got some money. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, well, you want it to last. I'm like, or you could get like 150 set of luggage and get 20 of them.
You can just keep doing it.
Yeah.
So I would say that. Well, I bought some Louis Vuitton shit when I first got my money in.
Yeah.
And it didn't last it. But I guess what? I lost half of it.
You just lost it.
It lost half of it, leaving it in hotels.
It's in some thrift store.
Fucking $2,000 toiletry bags and shit. Left in a fucking, you know, buy it again, lose it again. Like, yeah. I ain't doing that shit no more.
Just throw some shit
in the
sock.
I'm just a lot more ethical in life now. Like, fuck that shit.
You know what's cool also? If you travel light and if you're like, oh, shit, I need a bathing suit. And then you get a bathing suit. You're like, oh, now this is the bathing suit that I bought in Iceland.
Yes. That's
oh,
true,
wow.
Too.
And
I never thought about that.
Like,
but like I say, I always like going around. I like thrifting, too. So I like going around always just because I always get cool little t-shirts and shit here and there. So
yeah.
For the most part, I want to go kind of buy clothes when I go somewhere. I'm not about to come bring my best shit so I can leave. Because I will leave some shit. I just left my fucking Martine Rose Monarchs in fucking the hotel room.
Really?
Yeah, because I woke up too late and I was tipsy and I found one and I kept looking around for the other one. I'm like, man, fuck it.
You start
it.
Convincing yourself, yeah. Like, it's probably in my bag.
I'm just like, fuck it. No, I just said, fuck it. I knew it wasn't in my bag. It's probably under the bed somewhere. I don't know, but I was already late.
Damn.
So I was like, fuck, let me just get up out of here, man.
Damn.
And I will say, their airports are a lot more lenient.
What do you mean?
You don't got to take your shoes off. They don't be all have extra on you.
Dude, isn't it nice?
You can kind of fly with weed all through Europe if you want to.
You ever get on a plane and then like touch your pocket and you just find like a smoked roach?
Oh no!
And
oh,
you're
that's
like,
the worst.
Damn!
I don't know how you did
too.
That.
Like, but you weren't even trying. Like,
I don't know how you did that. That's crazy. But I've definitely that happens to me often.
Really?
Where I land. And be back at the crib
like,
or something.
Oh,
again, be going through my shit and be like, what the fuck? I had these mushrooms on me? I had this weed on me? I had coke on me? Like, what the fuck?
This is trouble.
Another thing about me, I get tipsy and, you know, I'm just doing my thing and people be giving me shit. I just don't even be knowing. I take it and I just put it in my pocket. Then I might get back to the hotel room. I might just, you know, fold that pair of pants up, put them back in my bag. I ain't
and forget about it.
I haven't thought about it. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. I'm finding random drugs in pockets.
They were going through my stuff in Ecuador on the way back.
Ecuador.
Yeah. And they were like really searching through everything. And my partner was like, what are they looking for? I'm like, I don't know, drugs. I'm like, oh, who cares? We don't have it. But in my head, I'm like, I definitely have some acid tucked into the binder of my notebook, you know, like deep in there.
Oh,
but I was
shit.
Just having to play cool. I'm either fucked or I'm not. It's over.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't find it.
No.
But like, I forget about shit. I'll open up a notebook. I'm like, oh, look,
I feel like
fuck?
Any drug that doesn't have a smell.
Yeah.
It's
fine.
It don't count.
They'll have to see it.
It don't really count. You know what I'm saying? You can, that's different, but like.
Yeah, not taking your shoes off. It's just nice. They don't
weed
fucking,
is the worst. It's just traveling with weed, man.
It smells.
Yes, it's just the worst, man. I've done so much shit to travel with weed. It doesn't make any sense. But it's nothing worse than going to a place where you know you can't find weed and it's and then the weed you do find is going to be horrible. It just changes the vibe of my trip. Nothing about the trip makes me feel great. than being in a nice ass place. And I got the fire pack too. I'm like, ooh, I feel a little better knowing I brought it with me. Like, I got
cartridges the way
now. It's like, cartridges the way to go now.
For travel.
And if I don't have it, I'm just going to be day drinking now. Then, you know, I ruin my trip.
I'll experiment with something else.
I ruin my trip and I just get too drunk and shit. Who knows? I don't even want to hang out sometimes.
Do they call it psychogeography? So, like, you do thrifting or whatever. They'll move you around the city. Henry Rollins always tries for, like, record stores.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's Moscow a big deal, too. No, that's a big deal, too.
You go around for that?
I mean, no, I'm not into that because I can't afford that shit. But that is a big deal around a lot of producer friends that I know that they go on these large fucking trips and just like going pilgrimage to places and just doing vinyl shopping and shit. And they getting the illest records and finding the best. That's how a lot of
imports
these
imports and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like if you're like,
you don't have to worry about clearing some of those samples. If you go over there and get a fucking a record from an independent company in Ecuador, like I sample they shit, they ain't about to hit me up talking about, hold up, Danny Brown just sampled my song. Let me get some money. They don't know. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, worse than like, oh, cool.
Yeah,
I'm on a Danny Brown song.
Shit is tight. So that's the one thing everybody want to go overseas and just go record shop because a lot of them, I mean, not trying to find the popular shit, trying to find the shit that's just there that you only gonna be able to get it.
Yeah, right,
there.
Right, right.
Because it's independent. That's pretty much like indie releases and shit. So they ain't tripping on you sampling their shit.
Interesting.
They not even knowing. They not even tripping.
Interesting. Yeah, right. Oh, cool. They don't have sound like in there. But I was gonna say, like, looking for weed is another way to get you around the city. Where it's like, okay, maybe I'll go to a hostel. Someone might be selling there.
That's what they be having to, I guess.
You know? That's who's buying all the time. Or like, or like finding anybody. Like, do you know anyone? Like, nah, maybe my mate over there. And you're like, okay.
I just go to Twitter.
Who has weed?
Yeah. Where the weed at in Ecuador, man?
Yeah, and then someone will hit you.
All right.
All right, well, fuck yeah, man. This was cool.
Hell yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, Buckfast. Oh. Dude, forever the UK together. Let's get lit off some Buckfast.
That sounds like trouble.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, all right, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. Danny Brown, follow him on Instagram at
X Danny, X Brown, X.
X Danny, X Brown, X. Was Danny Brown taken? Danny Brown was taken.
What'd that mean?
Like, such a normal name. That if you go to, like, Twitter or internet. Like,
X Danny, X Brown, X. No, I did that on purpose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You bypassed Danny Brown for X Danny, X Brown, X?
It was more because I think that was my gamer tag on Xbox Live at the time, so I just wanted to...
Yeah, cross-promote.
I just wanted to keep all my shit the same.
Cross-promote. That's totally fair.
Because the Danny Brown on Xbox was taken.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Get a sticker or something and fucking put it up somewhere crazy in the world.
Well, that's the episode, everybody. Ari Shaffir for You Be Trippin', Background Champ. Thank you very much, Danny Brown, for coming in. Don't forget to pick up his new amazing album, Correnta, available right now at Sam Goody, Best Buy and Circuit City, wherever you find fine records, Napster and LimeWire included. Also, don't forget to check him out on tour all over Europe. Come on! Who's replacing this? No, this one's Woody Allen. No, and this one's Best of Harvey Weinstein scores. No, come on, give me that. Jeez. Danny Brown's new album, Correnta, is available right now at every Sam Goody and Kemo Records. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much, Danny, for telling me about it. It made me long for the days of getting drunk in Edinburgh. Tooling around all over London and the neighboring cities, B cities, and I'm finding out more and more are becoming A cities, like Liverpool. And God, they just got a great scene there. It's just a cool, artsy place. And then Scotland being right there, that'll be its own country pretty soon. You barely lost that last referendum. The next one, you guys are out. I think that's it. Don't forget to go see my special, April 26th and 27th. In Washington, D.C., April 26th, 27th at the Capitol Turnaround. Tickets are available at arishaffir.com. I'm also at 420 at the Paramount in Austin, Texas. Los Angeles, May 9th and 10th at the Comedy Store. Tickets are available at arishaffir.com/tour. And then May in Australia, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Canberra, Sydney. Sydney's June 1st. And that's it, everybody. Please leave a comment on the YouTube page. Check out Danny Brown's music and tell him, reach out to him and tell him you had a good time in the episode. If you enjoyed it, let him know. Let my guests know. Always make them feel warm and welcome for coming on and sharing their time and telling you about a place you might not have ever been. Pack light. It's a good one. It's a good one for sure. It's a standard. That's a solid. That's solid advice. That's it, everybody. Make sure to, wherever you're listening or watching, please click on subscribe right now. I'm trying to get over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Man, we went fast. We're already over 40,000. It's going great. I'm loving these. Tell a friend or two about this podcast if you like it. Do me a favor. Help spread the word. Tell them there's a great new travel podcast out there. You can have Wanderlust. It helps. And if you don't have Wanderlust, it also helps. Today's episode is expertly produced by Your Mom's House Network. Edited by Alan Caffey. Next week, we got Colm Tyrrell, old Collie Cocktails, taking us to a faraway place, the most exotic place we've had so far, I think, Bangkok, Thailand. Ooh, and this is a while ago, too, and he got turned up. You think Collie Cocktails was tough on my tour? You should see him in Thailand, where the beers are cheap and the law is loose. Collie Cocktails, Colm Tyrrell, on next week's episode of You Be Trippin'. I'll see you guys then. Until then, ciao, right? It's not, it's cheerio is hello. It's gotta be ciao. No, ciao is like French. Ta. That could be it. Ta. Ta. Bye, everybody. See you next week.